There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friend. Dan Reilly calling you, reaching out to you in the midst of a circle of others who are so wonderfully joining us in these reflections. Greg Lecamelli and I delight in it, and recently his wife Elizabeth, who is also a dear friend, I think I've mentioned her here before, and certainly their daughters on their vacation time, are just so richly involved in the spirit of renewal of Mount Irenaeus and of our lives, each of us. And I'm struck by our consciousness that we're deepening our own lives as we actually here and in other places seek to join with each other. For me, change can be scary and fearsome, but the notion of renewal or becoming new is exciting. It stirs in me the child, the interest I have still as a young person this late in my life, to truly find the newness in myself and others and in the world. I join you from the little porch on La Paz on a very, very beautiful late August day. We're really on the edge of fall, it seems, and yet we long for a little bit more summer. I'm looking up at a maple tree here right now that already has the kiss of red upon it from, I don't know, whether it's the cold of some of these evenings or something else that might have it shine off to me right now, the colors of autumn. Of actually a new season, and so I could look at it and be fearful of what might be coming, or I could be open to the possibility of a new season in my life, in our lives, and in our world. It's the difference, I think, between just change happening, being taken by the winds of change, or feeling the spirit of renewal, the new breath of life coming to us right now. And with that, the ongoing renewal of the mountain and the sense that we have of our mission with others, all things new, anew in Jesus Christ. That's our consciousness, the core of who we are. And you may visit in here and listen from another place, another creed, another place within, I believe, a deep consciousness that is a deep river and pool underneath all of us. A breeze that comes upon us, even as I hear it now in the trees around me, moving the leaves and moving us. Rather than just shaking us as a strong wind might, and that happens sometimes as well, there is a gentle wind here in the end of August, a breeze that wishes to stir us to a new place in time. We've just had a wonderful overnight with the men's rugby team from Bonn as we look towards now the mountain community leaders joining us, students from the Bonaventure campus who are rich in our life and ministry and reach out to others to share the good news. And this is exactly what Paul is addressing in his letter to the Romans, and I'll just reference it. It's a strong part of a turn in his letter to the Romans in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that are offered to us for the last Sunday in August. He talks about being transformed by the renewal of our minds. And deep within this is, I think, what we're doing when we take time like this. We look for constancy in our lives, and it's interesting, isn't it? It comes from a retaining or growing more deeply in a singular and solitary and at the same time, unifying consciousness. A belief that helps us move in our ways of behavior. But right now, just settling where you might be and where I am to be open to the wind, the breeze, the air, the breath that is renewal, not just change. not just taking us somewhere that's going to be different, but taking us to new life that is renewal and richness for the women and men around us in our coming days. And so as we sit here with the mind that Paul talks about, the consciousness of the Christ that came into the world to bring us into an order, a reordering, a new order of justice, love, and peace. But it begins in so many ways, I think, at where we are right now. Leaving our hearts open to listening, hearing, believing, and living the good news as we do listen to it, as it moves in us, as it stirs us to a new place in time. Just resting a bit with each other like this, we can begin to sense that something is with us. I feel it in the breeze that's been coming here, that what one moment was a bit cool, and I thought autumn, and then warm again, and I thought, ah, summer still. Each moment has about it a transparency that allows us to look back and look forward, to feel in the moment the promise of the future and the fortunes of the past, the relationships that were formed here last night that I know want to go into lives hopefully lived long into the future. But it is in the moment that we felt this, feel this now, find the encounter that opens our heart with the breath of life. This is the good news of the gospel. This is the good news that Christian people long for. Not just, again, a peripheral or a tangential change, not just a call to action or new behavior, but a belief that would have us live life up from our very roots of standing here, like this tree that is already changing with the new season, moving in the breeze, shaped and formed, each of us, readying ourselves for the new time. And it's the discernment that Paul talks about. And he's very practical. So if this doesn't sound that way, try it out. In Paul, the discernment he talks about in this part of Romans is to test and prove our new mind, our new way of seeing, by our believing that leads us to new behavior. The wonderful thing is that we can come back to these quiet moments and seek again this pool of silence and rest in the wind of God's breath for us. That we can feel within us now the desire that one would have for another, that we do for each other, that we might join each other in a new world, a renewed world. Not just a changed world, not just the transition of linear reality, but the depth wholeness of being renewed and the felt sense of our hearts opening to one another and to the world. All of that now, in this very moment. The wonder is that we needn't move far except to let our hearts be moved, so that then we can move the world, enter a new day, find a new way, create a new path with one another. It's so different, isn't it, when we feel the difference between mere change and newness of life. The breath of God is with you and me at this time, and I just welcome you to take time then in your own way, as we often practice here. Find your way to gentleness. Open your heart in quiet. And there, wherever it is, let the rest of the world rest within you. The needs of many there who are feeling transition without transformation, change without hope, turmoil without the movement to peace. Be peace, my friend. Be in peace at this moment, and may the breeze of this late summer day and this freshness of a transitional time lend to us the promise that we all long for, that our very lives might be renewed in the simplest ways. in hearts that are renewed in love this day. Peace.
Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call you. May our lives proclaim your goodness, our voices sing your praise forever.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.